all the universes, all the planets, all the suns and moons, the stars, everything, they have come from the original source, the absolute truth. Now, in the material world, we have got so many contradictions. But that contradiction is there also, the absolute truth. Just like fighting is not a very good thing, but still, the fighting spirit is there in the absolute. Otherwise, how fighting can be exhibited? So, the purely non-violence, the non-violence is not absolute. Non-violence and violence, everything is there in the absolute. But in the absolute truth, either non-violence or violence, they are absolute. Yes, we have got bad effects of violence, but when violence is performed by the absolute, it has no bad effect, it has good effect. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is spoken in the battlefield. And Arjuna was denying to fight, but Krishna was asking him to fight. So the fighting was good because it was the evil of the absolute, but not your God. Therefore, at any time, understanding Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna agreed, yes, I shall fight. So fighting for the matter of executing the desire of the Supreme Will is also absolute. It is not different from absolute truth. So, sometimes it is just like we sometimes see mock fighting, because that fighting should be there. The father and son, the little son, is fighting with the father. That is not fighting, but mock fighting. But the fighting spirit is there. You cannot deny. Similarly, the fighting spirit is there. Sometimes that is exhibited by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he wanted to exhibit the fighting spirit. So who is fighting? Ordinary living being cannot fight with the Supreme. Therefore, some of his devotees, some of his associates must fight with him. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Arjuna was inquiring from Krishna that you say that millions of years before you spoke this Bhagavad Gita Yoga to the Sun God. Imam Duvastavi Yogam Pratvana Homapa. The Lord says that many millions of years before ago, I explained these signs of Bhagavad Gita to the Sun God. Now, to eliminate any doubts in the mind of ordinary persons like that, Arjuna inquired that, Krishna, you are my friend. We are almost of the same age. How do you say that you explained this Bhagavad Gita millions and millions of years ago to the Sun God? How can I get it? The answer to this question, Krishna says that both you descended on this material world many, many times, but you have forgotten everything. That is the nature of ordinary living entity. The nature is forgetful. But God does not forget. He knows past, present, and future. That is the difference between Arjuna. So, the fighting spirit, it is to be understood, the fighting spirit is there in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it is exhibited at a certain period just to teach us. So when fighting should be kept, fighting is not a very good thing, but if there is necessity, just like in the Bhakti-field of Purushastra, the Bhakti-field of Purushastra was organized by two rival parties. One party was pious, another party was impious. So Krishna took kind of Arjuna and he was victorious. That is the history of Purushastra party. So, the Lord wanted to exhibit his fighting spirit and still fight with him. Therefore, two of his devotees were designed that they should go in the material world and fight the Supreme Personality of God. Because in the Vaikuntha world, there is no question of fight. There is no enemy. Everyone accepts the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the protector, as the master, as the Lord, and they serve faithfully, so there is no question of fight. In the material world, everyone wants to be the Lord, everyone wants to be God, so therefore there is fight. The fighting here takes place because everyone wants to lord it over the material nature. So there is a difference of interest. I want to be lord, you want to be lord. Now there must be fight. But in the Vaikuntha world, there is one lord and all other things. That is therefore they teach. So fighting was not possible in the Vaikuntha world. And therefore, these two doorkeepers were sent to the material world by the plan of the Christian Lord, so that they could fight as Hiranya Kashipu and Hiranyaksha with the Lord. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, the spiritual path is entering into the material world, penetrating and same there. This is called abhakta. Not manifested. It's like in the sky. There are not manifested and manifested things. If you go by some 25,000, 50,000 miles up, you simply find the sky, nothing manifested. But if you go still higher, you find some other planet existing. So, the part which is non-manifested is called a bhakta. And the part which is manifested, that is called bhakta. So, these two souls from Vaikuntha, they are coming into this material world. So, they are penetrating the non-manifested matter. As the matter five elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether. And then these are God elements. And there are subtle elements, mind, intelligence, ego, and then filter. Our body is composed of three things. The spirit soul, and it is powered by subtle body, mind, intelligence, ego, and then broad one. Fire, water, air, ether. So, this universe, this universe is only one universe, but there are millions of universes and then power with the gross and subtle elements. And penetrating the gross and subtle elements, when one comes to this side, there are innumerable planets. The planets are things, the suns and stars like that. So, the two souls, Ga and Vidya, they are coming on the stars. That is from the scripture. Now, they came as demons because they had to fight with the Supreme Lord. The devotees did not fight. The devotees are sanctified. But the atheists, the demons, they are always enemies to the personality of God. That is the nature. Demonic nature means they do not believe in God. Oh, what nonsense. I am God. Although he is a dog, he thinks himself as God. That is demonic. He is being kicked every minute by the laws of nature and still he is superficial, thinking that I am God. God is not so cheap, but he has made to become God is very cheap. He will pay $35 to a person. He give you a mantra and he become a 6 months God. Now this is very nice statement and people will follow. Thousands and thousands will follow. And if you say, oh, you have to undergo much austerity, penance, regulation, and tapasya. Oh, this is moralism. We shall enjoy material life and at the same time become God. So these three things are exhibited by the demons. And when a demon is born, the natural disturbance is at that. When there are natural disturbances, we must know that there is some demonic principle. That is stated in the all Vedic scripture. At the present moment, because we are increasing daily demonic principles, a demonic population is increasing, we are meeting with so many disturbances. So, when these two demons, playing the part of demons play also, took birth on this planet, there are so many disturbances and this picture is there that so many disturbances are being created at the time of their birth. Next picture. So, when the demon becomes full-fledged human being, his body. Demons and there are two classes of men. One is called demon and another is called demigod, or god. The demigod, the difference between demons and demigod is that the demigod, they are also human beings, but they obey the Supreme Personality of Godhead and they believe in the supremacy of the Supreme Lord, but the demons, they do not believe in the existence of God or they obey the supremacy of the Lord. That is the difference between demons and demons. In the Bhagavad Gita also, and other scriptures also in time, there are two classes of men. Men means a living entity, either in this planet or any other planet. But in this planet, the demons, number of demons are great, not in other planets. So, there are two classes of men. One class is called demons and other classes who have God or demigods. And what is the difference between them? Vishnu Bhakta Bhavindeva, the godly person who are devoted to the Lord, they are called demigods. And Asurasta Viparya, Asura means demon. They are just opposite them. They are very much against anything. They want simply, cheaply, to become God. That is their demonic principle. So, pressure was such, and the demons are always very much enemical to the God. And there are many men, you have got experience, some of you, that if you speak something about God, they become very angry. What nonsense? I am God. Everyone is God. What is the special qualification of God? This is demonic. So there is always, not now, there is always a fighting between the gods and the demons. So, when these demons grew up, they took their strength by the grace of God. So they fought with the demigods in other planets. And sometimes the demons became victorious, sometimes the gods became victorious. So, when the gods became victorious, the Hiranyakashipu, his wife was arrested. At that time, his wife was pregnant, and the demigod arresting the wife of Hiranyakashipu was dragging her and hit her in the death the planet. In the meantime, Narada Muni met. Narada Muni asked him, "What are you doing? This innocent woman you are dragging." They replied that the woman is innocent, I know, the head of the demigod Indra. But she is pregnant, and the child is born of the demon. So we shall keep this woman under our custody, and as soon as the child is born, we shall keep. That is our program. We are not going to do any harm to the woman. The Narada Muni informed that this child, although he is born of a demon father, he is a great devotee. He is a great devotee and do not try to kill him. And neither you can kill him. This is not possible. But the demigods, they accept the instruction of the authority. Narada is an authority. So immediately they accepted that this woman has got a child, he is a great devotee. So, in order to show respect to the child, they offered their obeisances and circumambulated the mother, and they left the woman, they went to their own places. And Narada advised the wife of Hiranyakashipu, "My dear daughter, you don't worry, I shall give you protection. Your husband has gone away. So long he does not come back, I will give you protection. Come to my ashram." So he took the woman to his ashram, and as it is the duty of saintly person to instruct about God and his activity, so he was daily explaining about God and his activity. And the child was hearing from the womb of his mother. The mother was anxious to give protection to the child, but the child was fortunate that he was hearing directly from the mother. And as a result of this, when the child came out of the womb of his mother, he became a great devotee. All right, next day. Let us.